The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stoner's Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no fags in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Hell yeah. What's up, everybody? Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 32. It's the beginning of hour two on March 11th, 2018. You're listening to hour two of chapter one, verse 32, and you didn't listen to hour one. You want to go back to hour one. It's probably linked in the description of this podcast, wherever you're listening to it. Of course, if you're on Patreon, one of our patrons, you're just watching the full two-hour video. If you're on stonerjesus.net or Stitcher or cannabisradio.com, one of our other platforms, where it's broken up to hour one and hour two. This is the beginning of hour two. If you missed hour one, it was dope. You should go check that shit out. You can also find hour one on our Twitter and Periscope at StonerJesus420. Every Sunday night, we live stream the first hour on Twitter and Periscope. We had a ton of people check the show out tonight. Thanks to them. Everybody else who spreads the word about the show. If you want any information about the show, stonerjesus.net. Of course, you can find all my social media on stonerjesus.net. All of our sponsors, links, everything you need to know about the show, including past episodes, plus links where you can get the video. All of that at stonerjesus.net. Got a lot going on in this hour. Wrapping up the hour a little bit later, I have one of my classic interviews, one of my favorites. It was with Mr. Skin of MrSkin.com. Yes, that Mr. Skin, the very famous Mr. Skin. Talked to him about all kinds of stuff, how he got started, his site, all of that. You know, he's been on Howard Stern a lot, and many other programs at Mr. Skin on Twitter. Also coming up, we have some gay news. Before that, we got some stories that we're going to get to, well, right now. There's no point in waiting. They're that important. Very important stories. And things going on. This first one's from NBCNewYork.com. New York. So you know it's going to be good. Yes, that's right. Man's body found inside donation box in Queens.
Do you recognize this tattoo? The NYPD tells us it belongs to a man found dead in a donation box. Police found him early yesterday morning.
Okay, so there's his tattoo. That was, I guess they're trying to identify him. Man's body was found in a donation box in Queens. The police are asking for help identifying him. The body was discovered early Friday in a metal donation box at 62nd Street and Northern Boulevard in Woodside. According to the NYPD, he had a belt around his neck. He's 5'7", 160 pounds, between 25 and 35 years old. Call their Crime Stopper hotline. If you see that tattoo right there, why? I have so many questions. The story, short, very short story. I have so many questions. Why? Why? Well, maybe not so many questions. Maybe one question. Why the donation box? What's the thought process that goes into that, the donation box? Maybe they just, maybe they panicked, obviously. But also, they, maybe they went through all the other scenarios. Maybe it was very straightforward and very smart. I don't know. Somehow I doubt it. But Well, we'll see. Let's play this video. It's from mirror.co.uk. That's like a frozen video. It's annoying. Here we go. Oh. There's a video of, it's called Finger Piercing.
I'm gonna feel that. Oh my god, I did not even feel that.
Are you lying?
No, I'm not even lying.
You like hit me to coming back and getting
it. No, that was like not even painful at all. My nose ring would hurt more than that.
Why are your eyes watered?
She's not impressed.
Are you serious,
I'm not even kidding you.
Your skin hurt though?
It just feels like if you cut yourself with a knife or something.
Oh, that's a bad feeling.
Okay, so anyway, as I said, people are getting their fingers pierced instead of wearing a wedding ring, and it looks excruciating. So basically, instead of there having a ring, you see it there. It's just, they just drill it in there. Isn't that where the bone is? Like right there in the middle? Isn't that where the finger bone is? I don't know. Let me see. I'm experimenting on myself. Is the bone right there? Is the bone's in the middle? That thing's in the middle. How are they doing that? How is that possible? I don't understand. Apparently, this is not a new thing. I searched it on YouTube, and some videos on there of people getting this done are like 7 years old. So it's been around for a while. Whilst your bony digits may seem like the last body part you want to get pierced. What? Having the lower part of your finger pierced is now a trend which is catching on. Here's another instance of it. You see there, if you have the video of the show of the finger piercing. It's got her middle finger pierced. Piercing takes a whole year to heal completely. That sounds good. It sounds safe and healthy and a good idea. Well, I guess right there, it shows that, like, they go through the side and do it, and then when like they let go, it looks like it's done through where the bone is, but I guess it's sitting to one side of the bone or the other. I don't know. It's it's not something I want to find out enough about to like go get it done. Doesn't seem like a good idea to me. What's wrong with a ring? So everybody wants to be different. What's wrong with a ring? It's just a ring. It's not difficult. Holy shit. Let's say we got gay news coming up. Also my classic interview, one of my favorite interviews ever that I did with Mr. Skin, with MrSkin.com. But first, another one of those viral videos you may have seen. For those of you listening on audio, I will describe it because it's like one of those narrating videos. But if you have the video version of the show, if you're a patron on patreon.com, this is a boy in an elevator in China. He decides to whip out his dong. Huh? Right? Get it? His dong? He's Chinese? Come on. Whip out his dong and start peeing on the buttons of the elevator. Something that he quickly regrets. Boy got a taste of his own medicine after peeing on the elevator. There you see him peeing on all the buttons. He got them all, even the high buttons. Every button covered in piss. Then he wants to leave, but no, he can't. The buttons start flashing, the lights start flashing. The door won't open. The boy is trapped in the elevator that he just pissed on. Now he's touching all the pissy buttons. Of course, the internet slammed his behavior. I cannot believe people would do that. What is he thinking? What a naughty boy. He needs to be educated. And they end with, don't try this at home. In case you were thinking that, hey, I heard about someone pissing on elevator buttons, and I think that would be a good idea and something that I want to do. I wouldn't advise it. And he fucked up the electrics in the elevator, and he's stuck in the fucking elevator, and he's pushing the pissy little buttons that he is pissed on. Little fucking douche. You dumb little douche. I know he doesn't listen to this show. I think my audience is very big in China. But in any case, if anybody could get this recording to him, he's a fucking little asshole. I'm glad he was, I don't know. I don't know what happened to him after that, but he had problems. He was touching pissy elevator buttons and freaking out. I know that much. That's something. It's better than nothing, right? We got gay news coming up also, as I said, my interview with Mr. Skin from back in the day. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 32, Hour 2 of the show. If you missed Hour 1, go check that shit out. It was awesome. We'll be back. Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need. OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape. They got single seeds. They got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA.
Yeah, so it was near the end of the shift. Right in the sky. Kept calling himself St. Peter. We had to book him on. Public intoxication and public drunkenness and disorderly conduct and all kinds of stuff. He just reeked of alcohol and he was on something else. I don't know what he was on. But he kept mumbling something about Stoner Jesus. I don't know what that means. It's some kind of religious thing. Like he's in a religious cult or something. But it's pretty interesting way to end the shift, to say the least.
Hey, man, that's hurting. It's hurting my wrist, man.
Sir, just calm down, sir. It's hurting my wrist, man. Just calm down.
Hey, buddy, just get my phone call.
We're just going to check you for weapons. Calm down.
Coaster Jesus. Hey, Coaster Jesus.
I don't know who that is, sir.
Said somebody to bail me out or whatever.
I don't know who that is, sir.
Hey, man, this is hurting. What?
Do you know why you're here? Do you know why you're here?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Public drunkenness? You're disturbing the peace and drunkenness?
I'm drunk.
That's what it says here.
Well, as you can see, I cannot deny that little fact about myself being...
Yes, I see that, sir.
What?
I see that.
Drunk! Yes. I'm drunk. I can't deny that.
Just going to check you for weapons,
I'm
sir.
I'm not a very good actor, so you get what
I
you
get. I
understand,
sir. Just calm down. Stop fidgeting around.
I'm not drunk when I am drunk, obviously.
Stop fidgeting around, sir.
Man, just let me call Stoner Jesus.
No.
Get this all
I don't. Well, you get your phone call, sir. I don't know who this Stoner Jesus is.
You're reaching a little close to the balls there.
That's okay. Just checking you for weapons.
If you go into my back pocket, you'll find a little Mr. George Washington. Maybe we can expedite these matters and I can get my phone call.
Give me this dollar bill, sir.
Little George Washington action there.
This dollar bill is right here?
Yes. Yes, it's otherwise known as a dollar. Yes.
What am I supposed to do with a dollar? I don't understand.
Well, are you all making fun of me? Are you all making fun of me just because I'm inebriated?
No, nobody's
don't
making fun
worry
of you,
about
sir.
It, sister. Don't you worry about it. Nobody's... I don't want to call Stoner Jesus.
I don't know who that is, sir.
Stoner. Hey, you mind filling up my crotch again?
No, sir.
That was pretty awesome.
We're going to take you to the cell now.
Oh, you're going
to go down to the cell.
Well, that sucks.
It's all right. Calm down,
that sucks.
Sir.
Don't keep balls.
Calm down, sir. Oh, man, that guy really stunk. I really don't know what that smell was. It was like a combination of a whiskey and dirt and like some drain cleaner. I don't know. He kept asking me to rub his balls. It's not really what we do. I was just checking for weapons. It's not like a regular thing or whatever. And then he kept offering me a dollar bill. I don't know what that's supposed to do. What am I supposed to do with a dollar? This is a 1954. You know what I mean? Anyway, this is some of the stuff that goes on here in, here at our little jail.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, Core Lore 420. Check out CoreLore420.com, CoreLore420.com, or simply click that Core Lore banner on StonerJesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out Core Lore. Click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code stonerjesus10. That's all one word, stonerjesus and the number 10 for 10% off of any purchase at Core Lore. No minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing. Get to extracting. Check out Core Lore. Their banner on stonerjesus.net, and make sure you use promo code stonerjesus10 to get 10% off of any purchase.
Growing green to generate more green.
Talking with multi-cup award winner Maya Elizabeth.
The Grow Show with Kyle Cushman.
I've always followed Whoopi, and I think she's fantastic. I've followed her advocacy over the years. Tell me a little bit how you think partnering with a mainstream high-profile figure actually benefits the cannabis community as a whole.
I have infinite respect for Whoopi Goldberg. I wouldn't just partner with any into that kind of thing. I'm into cannabis medicine, and I'm into making quality products that people can find relief from. So to hear that her vision was actually the same, it's been beyond a dream to manifest.
The Grow Show with Kyle Cushman, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show. Chapter 1, verse 32, hour 2. Still got my classic interview with Mr. Skin coming up, MrSkin.com. If you want to check him out, if you've never heard of Mr. Skin, I suggest you go check it out. It's pretty fucking awesome. At Mr. Skin on Twitter. As well, it's time now. Very important segment. The Stoner Jesus Show. It's time now for gay news.
Gay.
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 There you go. It's time for gay news. So we spare no expense here. When it comes to the production value, now, these stories are gay news. I came from, got them from Queer Voices. Thought about changing the name to Queer News, but I'm sticking with gay news. Queer Voices on Huffington Post. Damn it. This first one is, for those of you watching the video, I will bring it up. This 83-year-old man just starred in his first porn. Norm Self is living proof that you're never too old to try something new, even if that something new is masturbating on camera. Boy, if I had a nickel for every time. The 83-year-old recently appeared in his first adult film alongside two considerably younger adult film professionals. The experience, he said, was, quote, delightful. A video of the interview, including a few not-safe-for-work clips of the adult film he made, appears below. I guess I can play this. I don't know. And I post these on YouTube. Well, this seems like it's from YouTube. So I guess I can't go wrong. Because when I post this, I post the unlisted version on YouTube. So people can't find it publicly, but they can find it if they are if they're a patron on Patreon. And that's how I put the full two-hour video. I don't think it's going to get me in trouble. Like I said, this was like it's from YouTube as well.
First time I ever masturbated was when I was about 12. I was a religious kid, good kid. I remember that when I masturbated, oh my God, it was like doors of heaven opened up. And then all of a sudden, wham, the gates of hell opened up. And I thought, how will I ever get over this? And I prayed fervently, I won't ever do that again. And a few days later, as you might guess, I thought, well, now I can only pray so many times. And if you do something thinking I can pray and get it over with after it's done, well, it doesn't count. Religion has some wonderful truths in it and can steer you into some great places of nourishment, enrichment, and expansion. But if you to perfect and consummate a spiritual quest.
I think that's enough. We have some buffering problems. Maybe that's for the best. So anyway, he did this interview with Huffington Post. He said agreeing to a program on the dark film, adult film was simply a logical decision he made as part of his mission to see sex negative norms are removed from our society's vocabulary, replaced with the implicit message that our birthright is to enjoy erotic joy and bliss. Amen. Now, they asked him what the best part, for instance, of doing the porn was. So the best part was just being there and doing it. I find these days my body is indeed a temple where intimacy and ecstasy intermingle. Whenever I'm engaged with its erotic energies, I am transported into domains that give assurance of the goodness of all of life and why I'm here embodied to spread the good word that it's available to all beings. I've never really heard masturbation described in such glowing terms, but yeah, I agree. I'll second what he said. Listen. We're having fun here, but I hope when I'm 83, I'm still jerking off and I can still find pleasure in it. Because that may be the only thing I have left. By the time I'm 83, I may be ready to go. But then I'm thinking, hey, you know, there's still the masturbation. So, you know, don't want to shuffle off just yet. This next story, I first read it and looked at it. I haven't watched the video yet. I watched the video for the first time with you all. Basically, Seth Meyers has this segment on his show, jokes that Seth can't tell for whatever reason. They're because they're about black people or gay people or whatever. You know the way things are with our political correct culture. So my knee jerk reaction to this was that this is just them caving and he's given other people jokes to tell because he don't want to tell them himself. But I thought about it, and it may also be like a tongue-in-cheek like poke at political correctness. So I'm going to reserve judgment until we actually watch the video. I have the video here. So normally, I would try to play like I just did with the other video through this other computer, but as you heard and you saw, there's glitching and all that. But here's the actual video, the one they're talking about in the story on Huffington Post. Seth Meyers invites black gay writers to finish jokes. He can't tell.
These are two of our writers, Amber and Jenny.
I'm black.
And I'm gay.
And we're both women.
And I'm not. So, here's how this works. I will read the setup for these jokes, and Amber and Jenny will read the punchlines. Here we go. New York University came under fire last month when their cafeteria served watermelon water to celebrate Black History Month.
Said black people, I'm offended that there's not more sugar in this.
That's just a poor joke. I don't. It didn't even go well there. With like the audience is there to laugh at these jokes. Did not go well.
An out lesbian recently competed on Belgium's Olympic skeleton team.
Because if there's one thing lesbians excel at, it's going down head first.
That's a little better. That's a little better.
Hey, Jenny, did you watch the Olympics?
I watched women's hockey.
Oh, great. Like with a big group of friends?
No. Alone. With candles.
Hockey? God. A group of black parents is suing a...
I want to go back to the 83-year-old masturbating dude.
New Jersey school district for allegedly segregating black students.
Officials became suspicious when one school won every track meet.
Amber, did you do a sport growing up?
Yeah, I did gymnastics. They even had a fun nickname for me.
Oh, yeah, what was that?
The black girl who does gymnastics.
A Catholic school in Michigan recently fired their lesbian softball coach.
I got news for that school. You replaced her with a lesbian softball coach.
Okay, we're getting better.
Hey, Jenny, do you like softball?
Just parts of it.
Oh, which parts?
Third base.
Clueless star.
They gave the white lesbian, better jokes than the black girl.
Our Stacey Dash is reportedly running for Congress.
Stacey who? Said black people who know exactly who she is.
Yeah, black people don't like Stacey Dash.
A female entrepreneur has created a vacation resort where no men are allowed.
Women who visit can enjoy activities like snorkeling and finishing their own sentences.
Oh. Nice one.
Okay.
And you know what I mean by snorkeling, Seth.
Jenny!
I mean looking at tropical fish.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And by tropical
pussy.
Fish, I mean...
Jenny!
Shit, what was her punchline?
I mean...
Jenny!
Looking at tropical fish.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And by tropical fish, I mean...
Jenny!
Pussy. She means pussy, Seth. Pussy.
A NASCAR pit crew has hired its first black tire changer.
Said NASCAR drivers, hey, my hubcaps!
Famously anti-gay pastor Billy Graham passed away last month.
And I like to think he's looking up at us right now.
Oh, that went over well.
Got some ooze there.
Yeah, a few ooze. I think his ghost was here. And it is also homophobic.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Seth, why don't you tell one?
Oh, I don't think it's a good idea, guys.
Oh, come on, just one.
I don't feel like this will end well. Okay. Today is International Women's Day. International Women's Day is like a regular day, but less rational.
How dare you!
You told me it would be okay!
You should be ashamed of
you! You promised me! Black women and lesbians are liars!
Okay.
We'll be right back with Reese Witherspoon, everyone.
I guess it's not bad overall. I think it's about on par for the level of late night comedy that's going on these days. Anyway, thanks everybody for listening. The rest of the show will be we'll do one more break. Check out our sponsors on stonerjesus.net. They support us, so go support them. And then you'll hear my classic interview with Mr. Skin, MrSkin.com. Awesome shit. So go check it out. Thanks everybody for listening. Spreading the word about stonerjesus.net. You motherfuckers are the shit. And for more information about the Stoner Jesus Show, go check out stonerjesus.net. And keep telling people. Tell your homies, tell your hoes, tell every motherfucker so every motherfucker knows about the Stoner Jesus Show.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here again to tell you about another great sponsor of the show, Pipler Sanitizing Tissues. Click that clean and sanitize banner on stonerjesus.net. Pipler tissues are specifically formulated wipes that will clean and remove resin and sanitize any of your smoking accessories. It's vegan, it's alcohol-free, which means it's not flammable, and it's great for social settings. It kills 99.9% of disease-causing germs within seconds. And as I said, it's specifically formulated to clean out the resin and tar from your smoking devices. Click that clean and sanitize banner on stonerjesus.net and make sure you follow Pipler Tissues on Twitter, P-I-P-L-E-R Tissues on Twitter. Find them on Amazon. Just click that clean and sanitize banner on stonerjesus.net and get your disinfecting wipes. They'll work for any smoking accessory or mouthpiece all in one wipe. Pipler Tissues, great new sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. Click that clean and sanitize banner on stonerjesus.net. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Stoner Jesus Show Live. Thanks to all of you listening live and on podcast, of course. Now, we have a new segment we're going to try out here. It seems I've gotten a lot of people telling me about this. I've got a lot of emails and tweets, and it seems our old friend Stoner Satan, he's on some hard times, been having some problems. So out of the goodness of my heart, and I hope I don't regret this, out of the goodness of my heart, I've decided to give Stoner Satan a job here on the show. He's going to be the traffic reporter for Stoner Heaven. So we find out what the traffic situation is at Stoner Heaven. It's something I've neglected for quite a while, and the people who drive around here, they're like, hey man, tell us about the traffic. And I explain to them, well, not everybody's listening. Is in Stoner Heaven and so on and so forth, but fine. It's fine. I'll do it. So anyway, we're supposed to have Stoner Satan here on the line, a little satellite hookup. He's going to be our traffic reporter. We'll test him out. We'll see how it goes. There is that it? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, Stoner Satan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here, Stoner Jesus, and give you the traffic or whatever.
All right. Well, dude, I was just telling people about the job we gave you.
Yeah.
So see if you deserve it. And tell us some traffic.
Well, it seems that there's some kind of backup on the Interstate 666. So I don't know if you know that area, if you can.
You know damn well the name of that interstate was changed long ago.
I don't know anything about that.
Don't play stupid.
Don't play stupid with me,
Stoner Satan.
I'm not playing nothing.
You know that's not the name of the interstate anymore.
I know nothing of the sort, jackass.
Just continue.
Yeah, well, anyway, there's also some heavy traffic over at the Pearly Gates. Seems to me that people not doing their job. Maybe it's about time to get St. Peter back over there handling the Pearly Gates business.
But don't worry about who's working where.
I'm just saying that St. Peter did the best job over there and he should get him back.
Look, just try to stay in character there, dipshit.
Man, it's off my back.
In the fucking traffic.
Yeah, then fuck you, asshole. I'm gonna go fuck your mother.
You know, that's I don't have I to do. Have you on here.
I don't have to be here.
I don't have to do this at all. I've done this out of the goodness of my heart. Because you need money, because you're a freeloading stupid bastard.
Fuck you, asshole.
And this is what
fucking
I get.
Fucking bastard. You piece of shit.
I don't think this was good enough for you to come back for this stupid segment. That's
what
I think.
It was fucking awesome. It was so fucking awesome. Your mom liked it when I was fucking her last night, you bastard.
Oh, yeah. I've heard it all before.
Yeah, everybody's been your mother, too.
I've heard it all before. dumbass. You got any more traffic for us?
No, I ain't got any more traffic. What I do got is this big dick for your mother, you motherfucker.
Fine.
You stupid
cut that
bastard
off.
Mother cut cucksucker
that shit
mother.
Off. You stupid ass. See, that's... I knew that's the way that was going to go. And also, the point is doing it... What kind of information do we get? Things are backed up on what used to be known as Interstate 666. And there's traffic at the pearly gates. I don't even know if that's true. Who? Who are all these people that are backed up at the pearly gates? Who are all these people that are deserving for Stoner Heaven? There's not that many. Things should be free and clear there. I'm gonna have to check another source on that. I don't think he was giving me the real traffic. That's what I think. I don't think Stoner Satan was giving me the real traffic. I think he was giving me some bullshit. Total bust. Total bust, as I knew it would be. Oh, man. Why do I do it? Why do I do it? Stoner Jesus Show Live. Got more music and funny stuff on the way. Do be sure to stay tuned. And if I can get some kind of actual update on the traffic situation in Stoner Heaven, then I will bring it to you post-haste. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on StonerJesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20. And free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. That's all one word, StonerJesus, to get 10% off your first order at NextBardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
Educator, author, and advocate Dr. Mitch Earlywine is here to tackle the burning issues.
And I'm here to clear up the myths about cannabis and burn them away with science.
CannabisRadio.com presents a no-holds-barred platform that seeks to redefine and revolutionize the entire scope of the cannabis culture while opening the door for more to join the cannabis crusade.
Dr. Kevin Hill.
You can't ignore the fact that, like alcohol, most people who use don't have a problem. So I think that you need to think about policy in that way while educating people properly about marijuana. I think that's the way to go.
Burning Issues, only on CannabisRadio.com. The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Audio levels right here, so we can call Mr. Skin. Hopefully Skype is cool with me. Doesn't give me any problems. I don't want any problems, Skype. Just leave me alone. Don't bully me. So let's call Mr. Skin at MrSkin.com. Whoops. Turn that up. So I can hear what he's saying. That's key. It's key to an interview. Let's check this out. See how well this works. Stoner Jesus Show Live.
Skin.
Mr. Skin, it's Stoner Jesus. You're live on the air. How you doing?
How you doing, Stoner?
I am doing great. It's an honor to have you on the show. Of course, thank you for...
No, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, man.
...joining us. I know the other day I saw someone retweet you, and I've known about you for a very long time, going back to your early days on Howard Stern. And I went to see if I followed you, and I noticed you followed me, and I thought, like, wow, that's the greatest thing. It's only happened to me a few times on Twitter where I've saw that someone has followed me, and I actually got kind of excited.
Oh, well, that's very nice. But no, we follow you, and actually today we posted a link to a playlist we made of the hottest naked chick smoking weed in your honor. So
yes, I mentioned that, and I tweeted it out too. I watched the whole thing, so I would suggest anyone else out there to go do the same.
Yeah, it's I want to say there's about 20 to 21 scenes there, so you need a little time, but if you like nudity and you like weed, it's the perfect playlist. So.
And there you go. So, of course, you run MrSkin.com. Many people have heard about it. Where'd the idea come from, and how were you able to get it started?
Well, the idea came from, I was a kid, and I was really interested in nude scenes. A lot of kids were, but I grew up as a young kid in the 70s, and we had NBC, ABC, and CBS, and that was it. But I would, like, seek out the Playboy Sex and Cinema edition. I remember when the Bare Facts Video Guide came out, I would scour that. and then all of a sudden, we got cable TV in 1980. It was in the fall.
Wow.
And I was in high school, and I also got a Betamax at the same time. So all of a sudden, I'm taping all these shows at night on HBO and Cinemax and Showtime that had nudity, and I would just tape the shows. I didn't care what it was about, and the next morning I'd watch them, and then I'd edit the nude scenes onto separate videotapes, and I just had these collections of tapes, and this is 80, 81. And I continued doing it for a few years, and all of a sudden I had boxes of this stuff. And my friends were amazed because whenever they would see me at a party or just in conversation, they'd ask me an actress, and I could tell them off the top of my head if she had ever been nude in a movie or television show.
Yeah.
And it became like a fun parlor trick. Well, fast forward, you know, 10 or 15 years, I would just do this at various odd jobs or whatever, and I was in my 30s, and... I was in a bar and my friends were quizzing me. We were having some beers, and I just happened to be standing next to a guy that had a radio show in my hometown of Chicago, and he was like, "You got to be kidding me!" So anyone could ask you any actress, and off the top of your head, you'll be able to tell them if she's been nude, how far into the movie, all this other stuff. And I said, "Yeah," and I just turned back to talk to my friends. He goes, "Would you come on my radio show?" And I went on the show in Chicago. It was like in the 96, 97, I can't remember, and I was working at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange at the time, and I walked over there during lunch and did the show and thought, you know, they had callers, and I thought that was a fun, I had my 15 minutes of fame. I did one quick thing is we did decide to use Mr. Skin as my name, just like you're using Stoner Jesus, which
yes.
I assume is not your really real name, and
I'll
leave
it if it's not.
Because I thought, yeah, it's like, this is such a creepy, weird thing that I do. I probably should use a moniker. So we came up, after a couple of discussions with the radio guys, we came up with Mr. Skin. I went over and I did this interview, and we had a ton of callers. It was a riot. It was a great segment. But I thought, hey, man, that was my 15 minutes of fame. That was cool. Now back to work. And as I was leaving, the producer came up to me, and I'll never forget it. He said, you know, listen, we had so many people that wanted to ask you more actresses. Would you be willing to come back and do this? And kind of a light bulb went off in my head at the time thinking, wow, this, for the first time I was like, wait, this is kind of a cool thing. But I had no idea what would come of it. So I would go on radio in Chicago for a few years and just do this as this, you know, savant of nude scenes. And finally I ended up on the Steve Dahl Show, which is a pretty famous radio show here in Chicago.
Yeah.
And when I went on his show, all of a sudden other shows around the country started to hear about it. So then I was on in the Bob River Show in Seattle, Maddie in the Morning in Boston. And then finally someone approached me. It was 1998, heard me on the radio, and I was at a radio event, and they came up to me and said, listen, you have to put what's in your head into a website. And I said, my first thing was, what's a website? I had no idea. Secondly, is I said, let's talk more. And I ended up quitting my job about 6 months later, and I actually just sat in the studio apartment I was living in. I wasn't married, didn't have kids. I said, I'll take a chance. And I took a chance on this, raised not a lot of money. It was about 70 grand that I raised. And I started this website, and we launched it on August 10th of 1999. And here it is. This year will be our 16th year, and we have about 35 employees. I have about 9 million visitors a month to the website. And believe me, when I started this, I had no idea what would happen. But here we are, and it's a riot. And I guess it's a long answer to your question, but to really get the background, that's the story. So
when did the site start taking off? Was it like accumulation of things, or
well,
was it anything specific?
The first six months, the site was doing well. But you got to understand, back then, there weren't as many people on the internet. This is like August of 99 to like March of 2000. Yeah. It wasn't as many people on the internet. It wasn't as sophisticated. I remember in the first 3 months of my website, I would only update it once a week. Now, for a pay site, that's like unheard of. But that, it is what it is. We were doing okay. I wasn't killing it. Then in March, March 22nd of 2000, I went on the Howard Stern show. And what happened was there was a kid that was an intern at WCKG in Chicago who got an internship at Howard Stern because they were owned by the same company, CBS. And he got an internship in New York for the Stern show, and he kept pitching the Stern guys, you got to have this guy on, you got to have this guy on. Finally, they relented, and I did a call-in. And that day, when I went on Howard, and they said Howard was going nuts, and he thought the website was great, it just blew my servers. I mean, we couldn't even handle the traffic, but we still had like over 1,000 people become members that day. And I would have probably had 10,000 if we could have handled the traffic, but 1,000 figured out how to muck through there, and they did it, and that really turned the corner. And then I continued to go on Howard, and I went on more and more radio shows around the country, and it really started to take off, and kind of figured I had something after that.
Yeah, that's where I first heard you, was on Howard Stern. Probably, I maybe even heard your first appearance, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And I've heard you dozens of times on there.
Yeah, and it's been cool, because one of the great things is, with that show, obviously, is it's not just their fan base, but every, like, Hollywood agent or every Hollywood PR person or, just important people in business or entertainment listen to that show. And one great example of how that paid off was Judd Apatow was a fan of Howard Stern, so he had heard me on the show. And when he was trying to come up with an idea for the character in Knocked Up, Seth Rogen, what could be a job that would be funny and a little embarrassing and, be good for his movie, he thought of what I did. And they put MrSkin.com in Knocked Up, and that was another big moment to help the future success of the website.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, when did you find out about that? Do you know before the movie came out, or was it something that caught you by surprise?
Yeah, what happened was the movie came out in June 1st of 2007 is when Knocked Up came out. So like June or July of 06, the year before, I get a phone call from the lawyers at, I think it was Paramount, if I remember correct, and they're like, hey, listen, the guy that did 40-Year-Old Virgin, he wants to put your website into his next movie, but you're going to have to sign something allowing us to do it. Now, some people have said to me, oh, you should have charged him money for that, but I instinctively knew the last thing you want to do is give him an excuse not to put your stuff into the thing. So I said, you know what? I don't even care if he rips the crap out of the website. I don't care what he does. The fact is I had a hunch that, this guy was going to have a pretty popular movie, and, gosh, it would be so neat if my website could be in there. So I signed it, and a year later, I mean, I couldn't have asked for better product placement. I always joke around that the only movie I could think that had a better product placement was Reese's pieces in E.T. because, I mean, Knocked Up made $250 million. The whole first half of the movie was the guys trying to create this website to look at naked celebrities, and they discover that MrSkin.com exists, and then they say, screw it, we can't do better. And, I mean, yeah, you can't buy that kind of publicity. So that was really cool, too.
I was wondering, obviously the database on your site is huge. Is there any way to quantify, like, a number of celebrities or any other number, just how much stuff is on there?
We have close to 25,000 actresses from the history of film and television in our database. When I launched on August 10th of 1999, I had 1,000. That was kind of my goal. I wanted to get, you know, because back then it was me and one tech guy, and I had to write the bios, link the movies to the actresses, and, you know, chronicle. But I, you know, now keep in mind that nothing that's happened in 16 years was could possibly have been in the website in 1999. So I didn't have as big, I didn't have as many actors and movies to deal with back then. But I still have, you know, many I was missing. I just wanted to. You had to have enough to start a pay site. You can't have 10 actresses and expect people to become members of your website. So 1,000 was the goal I had. But today we have over 25,000 and. Our goal has always been, first and foremost, to celebrate nudity in film and television, but also to kind of chronicle, like the IMDb does for movies and television, to chronicle, to have the database of every nude scene in the history of film and TV and video. And we, you know, we're getting close. You know, we always are finding new stuff, especially in foreign countries. Yeah. And it's one of those elusive goals, but it's fun, and there's no database on the internet that's anywhere near as extensive if you're looking for the topic of celebrity nudity than MrSkin.com.
Absolutely. Could you predict in any way back then the explosion of nudity with, like, cable shows and all that stuff that would come about?
No, and that's a great thing to consider that's different. When I launched the website, you know, you kind of wait for the new movie releases on Friday and then the new DVD releases, which would usually come out on Tuesday, and that's where we would get, you know, 95% of our content for the site. Sex and the City was a year or two old, and there was obviously nudity there. Sopranos started the year I launched the website, but there wasn't a ton of, you know, television nudity. Nowhere near what there is today. Now, fast forward 15 years, and actually I'd say 70% of our nudity comes from television and 30% comes from movies because of all, as you know, you're a fan, I know you're a fan of television, but I mean, you got HBO, Showtime, Cinemax, all doing a regular, you know, original programming. Then you have, like, the Sci-Fi Network has nudity, which is amazing. You have FX, commercial TV, WGN America even has a show called Salem that aired in 2014 where the girls were getting naked. Don't forget Netflix with Orange is the New Black and House of Cards and all that. So the pool to draw from is so much greater today than it ever was, and I actually consider it the golden age of nudity because these shows like Game of Thrones, it's a one-hour show, but it's like a movie. It's 1 hour. It's so well acted, so well produced, visually beautiful, and the stars of these shows are doing nudity. So you don't have to wait for the one or two times a year an actress is going to be in a movie. You got, you know, 13 episodes a year where probably 8 or 9 times of Lizzie Kaplan in Masters of Sex or Emmy Rossum in Shameless is going to do a great nude scene, and that's great for business, you know.
Of course. You're obviously going to keep building the database or whatever at MrSkin.com. Is there any other future projects or offshoots or anything you want to talk about?
Well, we started a website called MrMan.com a little over a year ago, which it makes sense. I mean, this is a site where, you know, women or gay men could come and check out the nude dudes in movies and television, and it may make sense from the standpoint of, you know, I resisted this for about 14 years, and finally my guys, the employees here were like, listen, we have the infrastructure, we know how to build celebrity websites, we already are going through every movie and TV show anyway. Yeah. Why not do a site for that audience? And it took a little convincing because I always felt like, man, this job's so fun. Would it be fun if I had to like learn what movie Ed Asner was naked in? You know, that might not be fun, but we decided to go ahead with the project, and it's been a great success, and I'm really proud of MrMan.com, and it's doing great, and you know, that's been good. We have wonderful partnerships with Naked News, a company out of Toronto, where we've been working with them, cross-promoting each other. Egotastic's another website we do a lot of work with, and we have great relationships with some of the biggest adult websites on the net, and you know, the Mr. Skin brand, if you're buzzing around, you're going to somehow, some way come across Mr. Skin at some point when you're on the internet.
Yeah. So 2015, is there anything for us to look forward to that you know of as far as nudity, maybe some new boobs to see, as it were?
Yeah, some great stuff. We've been that's one of the fun things about January that I always enjoy. You know, I just got done doing our top 10 nude scenes of the year. I did a big promotion around the country, and from like Thanksgiving to the end of the year, and we focus on that. But now we're kind of looking at, okay, what is the big things that are on the horizon in 2015? And one example is, you know, I get asked all the time about Emma Watson, you know, the girl from Harry Potter, you know, the hot girl from Harry Potter. And I always had guys in the last like 10 years wondering when she, I guess it's creepy to say 10 years, but you know, within the last like 4 or 5 years when she became of age, but I'd get guys asking me about it. And I finally know when she's going to show her Hogwarts, because there's a movie called Regression that'll be in theaters in August, where Emma Watson is allegedly topless that we're tracking. So that's kind of exciting. I know a lot of guys will be very interested in that. Now, another surprise is if you're a fan of Kristen Wiig from Bachelorette or Saturday Night Live and Bridesmaid. Yeah. Really beautiful, funny girl. She has a movie called Welcome to Me, which my Skin Scouts saw back in September and have confirmed at a film fest that she goes full frontal in a casino, which is very exciting. So, you know, we're tracking that. And then, of course, I know a lot of women are looking forward to 50 Shades of Grey, which will come out right around Valentine's Day of 2015. Dakota Johnson is going to be the star. She's Don Johnson and Melanie Griffith's daughter. And, I mean, how could you do that movie and not be completely naked throughout? So that's one that, you know, we're definitely going to be watching. So those are just a few of the exciting things we're tracking for 2015.
How does one become a Skin Scout? That sounds like an amazing job.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. The story behind that is I kind of figured out, you know how, like, there's all these movie review websites on the internet?
Yeah.
The problem is most of these companies don't have a lot of dough. You know, they have a lot of these stringer people that write for them, and they'll pay them a little money to write reviews, but they're not, you know, these poor guys don't make too much money. But they love movies. They love to go to the film fest. And it kind of dawned on me that what if I could approach a couple of these guys, and to be honest, between you and me, these reviewers, like, a lot of them live at home with their parents, but they're so into movies, they get the right reviews, and they you know, get to be get their stuff published and this and that. But I thought, you know, what if I paid them, so every time they go to a film festival and they watch 35 movies over the course of 7 days, that I'd pay their flight there, I'd put them up, you know, I'd pay for their rooms, so they don't have to come out of pocket. But they have to, every movie they watch, if there's nudity, I want to report what time the nude scene is, you know, what you see. And what's happened, I've been doing this now for over 10 years, we know from all the film fests, I have, you know, these Skin Scouts that let me know who's nude and what happened. So it could be 6 months before the movie even is in theaters, and we already have the Skinfo at MrSkin.com, which is pretty cool. So it's a win-win. They get a little money to help them, and I get great information. So we can share with our 9 million visitors a month, the upcoming nudity, which they really enjoy.
Awesome. So it's coming up here on 420 in the East. Before I let you go, I wanted to ask you, do you have any kind of history with weed, or you have any thoughts or feelings on it at all?
Oh, no. Personally, I'm more of a beer guy, but I've tried it throughout my life. My wife dabbles every once in a while, and I have, you know, my thing is when it comes to sex or comes to drugs, hey, man, whatever turns you on, I'd be a hypocrite doing what I do for a living to question some way that someone wants to enjoy themselves. So, and like I said, we love it enough that we actually, even before you contacted me, had a playlist at our site of the greatest weed smoking scenes in movies, naked weed smoking scenes of all time. So the answer is yes, we're a fan. I am, and we are at MrSkin.com. And believe me, a lot of my 35 employees are heavy users of your product. So
that's good. So no drug tests or anything? No weeding out the stoners?
We have drug tests. If you don't do drugs, you get fired at our company. So.
We have a similar policy here. Well, Mr. Skin, thank you for calling in. It was very awesome. And anything you have,
thank you, Stoner. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, just let me know.
No, just MrSkin.com. If anyone out there doesn't know about the website and you want to check it out, we put a lot of time, effort, and love into the topic. And it's a great, great website. And don't forget MrMan.com, too, if you're into that thing. So.
Absolutely. Have there, by the way, MrMan.com, have there been a lot of searches for Ed Asner?
There will after this interview.
That's right. Skyrocket.
Yeah.
Mr. Skin, thank you. This was awesome, and have a good day.
No, my pleasure. Thanks for calling me, and I'm happy to do it. Thanks a lot.
Awesome. See you.
Take care.
Mr. Skin, MrSkin.com. Obviously, go check it out. You heard a million reasons why. Just, I don't have to recap it. Talking about titties. I mean, come on. Celebrity titties. Not just any titties. I mean, there's titties, and then there's celebrity titties. And as he said, the database is huge. 25,000 actresses. It's crazy. I didn't know there was 25,000 actresses, period. But there's 25,000 that have been naked. Incredible. Incredible information. Could probably win a bar bet with that shit. Guys, by 25,000, that's nuts. You could masturbate literally at MrSkin.com for the rest of your life, and you'll never get through all of them. I guarantee you. I guarantee you won't get through all of them. Go try it.